Chapter 4. Megan. Thursday, 10th of January, 2013. It's been so dark, cold and wet recently that I've just felt like staying at home. But this afternoon, it was my day to see Kamal. Over the weeks, I've been talking to him about Scott. I've also talked to him about Ben and how much I miss him. And we've got closer to the other things too. The truth about what happened all those years ago in Hokum. Today, I tell him about what happened after Ben died. "I ran away," I say. "I went to Norfolk and I met Craig there. I was 16 and he was quite a few years older than me. He was renting an old stone cottage near Hokum, just half a mile from the beach. I lived with him for about 3 years, and it was a crazy time, with quite a lot of smoking, drink and drugs. But I was really happy there with Craig." "Then why did you leave?" he asks me. I haven't been able to tell anyone that, not even Scott. I think I could tell Kamal, but I'm still not ready to. "Craig left me. He broke my heart," I tell him, which is part of the truth. Friday, 8th of February, 2013. Scott's away for work. He left yesterday, and he won't be back until tonight. I told him I was going to go to the cinema in the evening with Tara, after seeing my therapist. I told him my phone would be off in the cinema. When I saw Kamal, I told him about what happened with my computer last week. After talking about Craig, I'd looked for him online, just to see where he is now and what he's doing. I didn't find him. There are too many Craig McKenzies in the world. But I forgot to clear the history of my searches on my computer. The next day, Scott and I had a huge fight. He'd found the searches and thought I was cheating on him with someone called Craig. I tried to explain, but it didn't help. Kamal asked me if I was afraid of Scott. "Checking your search history and acting like that is not normal, Megan," Kamal told me. "It's very controlling and it's not healthy." But that's just the way Scott is. So what can I do? After the appointment, I asked Kamal if he wanted to go for a drink with me. He said no, he couldn't. It wouldn't be right. So I followed him home. He lives in a flat not far from where he works. I knocked on the door, and when he opened it, I asked, "Would this be right?" Then I kissed him on the mouth. "Megan," he said, "don't. I can't do this." It was such an amazing feeling, the push and pull of wanting something, but not fully having it. I didn't sleep well, so I got up early this morning. I went out into the fresh air to walk through the fallen leaves and think about it all. What do I really want? What would make me happy? What if the thing I'm looking for can't be found? I just don't know. It was almost 9 o'clock by the time I got back to Blenheim Road, and as I turned the corner, I saw her. She was coming towards me, pushing the baby in its buggy. She smiled at me weakly, but I didn't smile back. Usually I would pretend to be nice, but I just didn't care. But now it's late afternoon, and I feel panicky and guilty. Well, a bit guilty at least. I think about him leaving in the middle of the night, telling me again that this was the last time we could see each other. We were at the Swan Hotel, and he was getting dressed when he said it. I laughed, because that's what he said the last time, and the time before that. I don't think he knew what to say. He just stared at me. Friday, 8th of March, 2013. This morning, Scott asked me how I'm getting on with the therapy. "You sleep so much better these days," he said. "Do you think that's because of the therapy?" I'm sleeping better, but it's not the therapy. It's the fact that I've been escaping. I've been having secret, amazing afternoons in that hotel room, like yesterday. It's the only time I feel alive. Should I run away? Or will I feel the same wherever I go in the end? Maybe. Maybe not. I go to the door to say goodbye to Scott as he leaves for work. "I love you, Megs," he says, as he puts his arms around me and kisses my head. And I feel horrible then, like the worst person in the world. I can't wait for him to close the door, because I know I'm going to cry.